In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The readings today are so full of all kinds of incredible imagery that we could spend probably the rest of the day easily unpacking. But if we look at the first reading today, that reading from the prophet Ezekiel, we experience that wonderful story of the dry bones. Dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones. The choir refused to sing it, so I sang it myself. That story that is a metaphor for the experience of the Hebrew people. They had, after the fall of Jerusalem in 587, they had been scattered all over Babylon, all over Egypt. And they were separated one from the other, families from friends, and separated from their religion, separated and broken in terms of their civil authority. There was nothing connecting them. And here comes Ezekiel. And if you read Ezekiel, he was just a little odd, you know, the way he presented himself. But he was a prophet of God, because God calls who God calls. And he spoke out and he said, "Them bones out there that are scattered all over the place, the Spirit is going to come upon them and they will be joined one to the other." And he was talking about, of course, the experience of the Hebrew community that was going to be brought together again into union, into Jerusalem, one family around God. And in the second reading, we experience that time when Jesus is gone and the people are gathered and they're scared. They're missing Jesus, and they're fearing for their future, and they're in the huddled up in a little house or together in a farmhouse or whatever it is. And the Spirit comes upon them and assures them, that they are not alone. And everyone was invited to be in deep union with virtually everyone else. And this business of various languages being able to understand each other wasn't about the language. It was about their souls and their spirits being one with each other through the power of God, as Bishop Curry said yesterday at the wedding, that power of fire, that can be harnessed and become the work of God in the world. And it's not magic and it's not metaphorical, it's very real. Because St. John in the Gospel today was quoting Jesus, saying, you know, Jesus teaching his friends that, you know, "You don't want me to go, but I'm going. And you think it's not good that I leave you, but it's good. Because if I don't leave, that Holy Spirit of God, that third person of the Trinity that we talk about, that Holy Spirit of God will not be upon you in the same way." And so Jesus fulfilled his prophecy and was lifted up into heaven at the ascension. And sure enough, we experience that power of God coming to the community in a real way, taking away whatever divided them one from the other. And just like the bones coming together 500 years before Jesus, and just like those tongues coming upon those people gathered just a few weeks after Jesus, it isn't finished. It wasn't finished then, and it isn't finished now. All we have to do is look at Jerusalem today. All we have to do is look at Santa Fe today. We aren't finished. But unless we know that Holy Spirit, then we'll never be finished. then the work of God, the power of the crucifixion of Jesus on the cross, and the strength and the glory of his resurrection and ascension to heaven will never be realized until we work together, become one with each other, tear down the walls that separate us one from the other. And it is our work. It is our mission. It is our task. It is my job and your job to somehow make sense of what it is that we celebrate today. It's not some esoteric experience of everybody coming in red and ending there. We take our red. We take our fire. We take our power. We take the authority that comes to us through Jesus and in that Holy Spirit alive and well among us into the world today. And it is all of us who somehow are called to make it happen, to make it real. And it either does or it doesn't. The rest of this very day in how it is that you and I are with each other. We either are or we are not. Presenting to the world around us what it is that we say that we believe at this table. Perhaps some of you long that body of Jesus would come through the door. That somehow we would be able to put our fingers in his wounds and our hand into his side and know that Jesus lived among us. But Jesus' promise was greater than that. Jesus said, if I don't go, the Spirit won't come. But when I go, the Spirit, the advocate, the mediator, the one who calls out your name to the Father, will come and will be present and will in our baptism take us over. With what? The power of God's love. And that's what we celebrate here today. That power that somehow spoke and continues to speak to the world around us, that continues to cry out in its sinfulness, in its brokenness, in its shame, in its fear, in its anxiety, in its grief, in its hunger, its thirst. It is that world that we are called to be connected to. Not in some spiritual, esoteric way, but in how it is that we are with each other. I preach on that and say that a lot. Maybe you're bored of it. Fine. St. Martin's is right down the street. But it is the core message of why we're here on Sunday. It's not just about our gathering around this table and having a nice breakfast and maybe a treat afterwards, or even Sunday school or a choir or whatever it is that we do so well. That's only our celebration of the fundamental truth of who we are. That same Spirit is upon us. And though you may not have been able to understand my warai-warai when I read it this morning, hopefully, by the grace of God, my heart and your heart are somehow closer in tune with each other by how it is that we are with each other and who it is that we are in the presence of the world. And so we celebrate Pentecost and we wear our red and we gather around this table and we are fed. But not for our own purposes, but for the purpose of making known the Spirit of God in the world and the building up of the kingdom of God by how it is and who it is that we are with each other this day. Amen.